Listen to this fascinating story. Rav Shmuel Auerbach, Zecherno Livracha, he had a minig that he would often go into houses of almanas, stop to wish them a good Shabbos, to give chizuk. There was an almana, a Rebbetzin Valis, that lived in Yerushalayim, that he would stop by many times with some talmidim and just walk in and say a good Shabbos. One year, the Shabbos, right after Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he went into Rebbetzin Valis to say good Shabbos. And he came with a whole entourage of talmidim, came along with him. And one of the talmidim of Rav Shmuel Auerbach brought along his younger brother, who was a katan, a young kid. And he came along. And they walked in to say good Shabbos. Then Rav Shmuel Auerbach turned to this young boy, this brother of one of his talmidim, and in a very nice way said, "Oh, Nus, so what are you learning with your Rebbe in Cheder? What are you learning?" And the boy didn't answer. So he just asked him again, "So what are you learning in Cheder?" And the boy burst into tears. And Rav Shmuel Auerbach turned white. He said, the Talmud next to him heard him say, "Oy, I was Mitzayer, this kid, and a cotton's not even a bar mechila, he can't even give mechila." All of a sudden, Rav Shmuel Auerbach started walking around the apartment. They were in the apartment by Rebbetzin Valdes. He starts looking around. So Rebbetzin Valdes sees that Rav Shmuel Auerbach is looking for something. She doesn't know what's going on. She says, "Is Rosh Hashiva looking for something?" So he said, "I'm looking for a toy. Do you have any toys for a kid?" So she said, "Well, all the toys are with the muktzah things that were Shabbos." Then she says, "You know something? There's a ball somewhere." She said, "Oh, very good. Bring me the ball." Rav Shmuel Auerbach took the ball, went over to the kid and said, "Do me a favor. You want to play catch with me?" And for 20 minutes, he played catch with this kid. When he finished playing catch with the kid, and the Talmidim said they were sitting there in awe. Rav Shmuel Auerbach didn't waste a second. For 20 minutes, he was playing catch. After 20, he said that sometimes the ball rolled under the table and the kid was so excited. He's playing ball, catch, on Shabbos with Rav Shmuel Auerbach. And he went, he got the ball, and he threw it back and forth for 20 minutes. The kid was all excited, all happy, smiling. After 20 minutes, Rav Shmuel Auerbach, they finished. Rav Shmuel Auerbach turned to one of his Talmidim and said, "I think now, when the kid will walk away, instead of remembering the pain that he cried, that I asked him what he was learning, and for some reason that caused him pain, I think now instead he's going to walk away, he'll remember the Shabbos, he'll feel happy what he remembers about the visit. Now he's going to remember that he was zeicha on that Shabbos to have a geshmaka catch of bull for 20 minutes with the Rosh Yeshiva, the Gadol Rav Shmuel Auerbach." This is such an important lesson because this shows us how a person is always supposed to ask mechila if they hurt someone. You go, someone goes ahead and he hurts someone's feelings. "You meichel me? You meichel me?" The person says, "Yeah, I'm meichel. What should he say? "I'm not meichel you?" He should embarrass himself more and say, "I'm not meichel." But inside, the pain is there. The true way to get mechila from someone is to go ahead and make a kesher with the person and make the person really feel good. Make the person really think that you think good of him now. Make the person really think to feel an ava, an achva, an erayus from you. That instead of remembering the pain, he remembers how much you like him now. He has good feelings about you. That's the true and the ultimate way to get mechila. This is something that we have to learn from this story. Whether it's a katan, whether it's a gadol, whether it's your wife, whether it's an employer, an employee, whether it's a chavrusa, real mechila is to go ahead and do things to the person and act to the person in a way that the person is left with a good feeling about you and he forgot about the bid that you did to him.